Okay, we are up to the next chapter, which is Kavod Chaveroi. Basically, the point of this chapter is to show that it's not just enough to give kavod to your Rebbe and give kavod to your parents. You have to give kavod to every person. Every person that's on your level, you have to give them the proper kavod. The kavod of your friend should be as dear to you as your own. The way you see your honor, in that way you should give honor to your friend. Just like you wouldn't want a bad reputation on your own, so too you should be eager to make sure that your friend does not experience going through a bad reputation or bad, you know, a bad name. With brachos, it says, "Hizar b'kavod chaverchem, b'shvakach tizkul chayolam haba," etc. Okay, and he brings down the Gemara in Yevamos that talks about that during the time of the Sfer Soim, which is the time we're in now, that there were 12,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, and they died because shalinagu kavod zabezeh. The Kahelus Rabba adds, he found seven Talmidim. Amar lahem, he told them explicitly, they couldn't forgin yenim. That's basically what it means. They couldn't. I don't know how to translate that. They couldn't allow and take pride in the accomplishments of the other person. Right, they for carrot, they were jealous of other people's accomplishments, and I said, I named Sara Bishal Chaveri. Miad, once they accepted that charge to look positively at other people, Miad Holchu the Malu Kol Olam Kol Aretz Yisrael Tayra. Okay. So good. Then it says in the Mechilta, very interesting Mechilta, on the pasuk v'lisale b'malo isal mizbichya shol isigale arvascha olav. Don't step in a disrespectful manner on top of the avanim towards the mizbeach. V'ared v'am kavuchayim u'ma avanim shem b'am das amar kodesh baruch lo tinek b'am meaning b'zayin. Do not step on the stones. Don't step on the stones in a way that shows them b'zayin. Right. So. Your friend who is in the shape, in the dmus, in the image of God, how much more so you have to be careful not to be mevaze your friend. You have to give your friend the honor as your own. Okay. He brings a story about Metzia, how careful, how you see the Tanoim and the Amoraim were so careful of insulting one another. The story was that Rav Chisda was a student of Rav Huna. And Rav Chisda asked Rav Huna, he says, Rav Huna, what's the halacha if the Rebbe needs the Talmud? As if to insinuate that maybe Rav Huna, you need me. So Rav Huna says, Chisda, you think I need you? No, I don't need you. Don't ask me that, Shiloh. So Rav Chisda fasted 40 days for insulting Rav Huna by accident. And Rav Huna fasted 40 days for insulting Rav Chisda by accident. Maybe I should fast 40 days for insulting Mr. Brass this morning. He took it all personal. I couldn't believe it. Okay. Now, V'mesechtes Chibut HaKever, you ever heard of that one? It's a new one, right? Perek Dalet. B'shash Adam Niftar Mena Oilam Shoyal in Oisai. The question that a person is asked at the time of Misa is, Himlachtas Chavercha Benachas Ruach. Did you, in peace, give Malchus to your friend? Himlachta. Im Yesh Bo Yidvar Malalu. If you did, Yoytzes Nishmasai B'lo Tzar. The person will die with no Tzar. Okay. Umatzinu Belevi, שבשביל שלא נכנס לישיבה עושה שער באפס, וחלישתי לדייתי לא נכניסו למסיף את הדרכיה. Okay, there was a story with Levi that he didn't go into Rav Ephes's shir, and he insulted Rav Ephes, and since he insulted Rav Ephes, he was not allowed in to the yeshiva shalmaila. That means to the degree, that degree, he didn't go in. He didn't insult him specifically, but it's a little bit insulting. You didn't come? He was not zeich to olam haba. I remember we had a ma'isa one time in yeshiva. So we were learning in Pesach, and a guy, Harav Dov Schwartzman, from Eretz Yisrael, came to Pesach. Rav Dov Schwartzman was the son-in-law of Rabban Kotler, and he was going oilam. Okay? He came to Pesach yeshiva, Motzei Shabbos. Now, in Motzei Shabbos, the first year Bachrim in the yeshiva, go to the Rosh Hashiva's house at about 10:30 to speak to the Rosh Hashiva in learning. This shir of Rav Doiv started at 8:30. He sits down at the shir. He says, what sugya is I'm learning? So we say Ger Katan. And he says, oh, very interesting. Bam, he starts off a shir, three-hour shir. So after 2 hours, we're losing it. We can't really, you know. So it's 10:30. So we figured, look, it's our turn to go to the Rosh Yeshiva. We're going to go to his house. So a couple guys snuck out of the shir and went to the Rosh Yeshiva's house. We go to the Rosh Yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva says, hi, boys. Shalom Aleichem. Rav Doiv finished already? So we said, he wasn't really done yet. Said, you walked out in the middle? So, Kavod HaTorah, how do you walk out in the middle of a shir? And then he says, actually, forget Kavod HaTorah. I'm going to do Kavod HaTorah. He's a human being. Maybe he got insulted. Maybe he thinks you're not interested in his shir. You don't have to come on to Kavod HaTorah for that. Right? Stamzoi, you make him feel bad. Kavod HaTorah is Tamachal is also a person. Right? Maybe he also got insulted. You think just because he's 90 years old and he's a god aldar, he doesn't have feelings? He's a human being. Maybe he's not happy that you walked out in the middle. Now, Nisa, we didn't think that he would have seen us, but whatever. All right? So that's what he said. Apparently together it should have been there still. So, that was an interesting lesson, right? Because sometimes you think like, okay, this, you know, when you're talking about big people, maybe these things don't matter. That's what he said. It's not, you don't have to come out to Kavod HaTorah. He's Kavod HaBrius also. See, he's a person. You know, maybe you insulted him. Anyway, then the story was that we all, Rashiva said, okay, go back. And I don't want you to go back because maybe you walk, you missed the end of the shir. Come into my car. And he drove us all back. Okay, Rashiva, he's coming to my car, and he drove us back to Yeshiva to catch the end of the share. Okay, now he says that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Eizehu amechubad." Who is the person who has covered? Is Amechabedes Abriyos. So he says, from Ritzi Kupchitz, a great Atzadik, Ritzi Kupchitz, not sure. I think someone from Bnei Brak. So he said, Ritzi Kupchitz said, Pshat in the Mishnah. He says, look at all four things. Ezo Gibor, HaKoivish Nesitzu, Ezo Asher, Ezo Achacham Alemi Mikaladim, Ezo Achach Gibor, HaAsher, Asamech Mechalko. He said, all these things are really, it's the opposite of what you would think. Ezo Agibor, who's a strong person? Someone that works out, whatever. No, Kovish is Yitzray. But you don't think Kovish is as well as a strong person. Ezo Chacham, usually the Chacham is the one that's teaching. So he said, no. You're busy teaching. The Chacham is Haloy made me call them. You have what to learn from everybody. Ezo Asher, the Asher is usually the one that, you know, he has a lot of money. He says, no, even if you have very little money, but you're Samech B'chalkoi. Ezo HaMechubad, who is a person that has true honor, is a Mechabed Esabriyos, is someone that gives other people honor. You would think if someone gives other people honor, it's because he's on a low level. And since he's on a low level, he's like looking up to people. He's on the bottom of the totem pole. So he must be giving honor to so many people because he's on the bottom of the totem pole. So he's saying it's the opposite. The person that's giving honor to a lot of people, he's on the top of the totem pole because he's the one that really he's going to get covered. When a person gives the proper covered to the people around him, that's the way he's going to get covered himself. Okay, so that's what he says. But the idea of this chapter is to teach us how careful one has to be with the covet of another person. And even if it happens by accident, right? Insulting a person, bothering these things, even if it's by accident, they could have a long-term effect.
But we're talking about Talmidei Chachamim in particular.
No, not specifically. That's some of the examples in the Gemara. But no, we're talking about anybody. Okay, there's a Maisa that I read in the biography of the Chassam Sofer. It blew my mind. Now I see that it's brought down over here, this Maisa. In this book, they bring it down. I never saw it anywhere else, and all of a sudden, I see it in two places. So the Maisa goes like that. I think I've said it over before, but it's an incredible story. That the Maisa was that the Chassam Sofer, he was very, very, very quick to write tshuvas. He wrote a tshuva and he would put it in the mail. He didn't think twice. The siyata d'shmaya that I had to write the tshuva, that's the answer to the question. And he didn't reread the tshuvas usually. He usually wrote it and sent it. So the Yidden in Nicholsburg had a big shiloh because the Maram Benet, Rav Mordechai Benet was a big tzaddik, and he was the Rav in Nicholsburg. Lemaisa, he was nifter in a different city and they had to bury him in a different city. But the Yidden of Nicholsburg sent the Shaila to the Chassam Sofer if they could move the body of the Maram Benet and bring them back to Nicholsburg. So the Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva that it was wrote a tshuva, but in the middle of writing the tshuva, the pen fell to the ground. The pen fell down. And the ink, well, the way I saw it was the pen fell, and the Chassam Sofer stopped writing the tshuva. He's like, I don't have the siyata d'shmaya right now. I'm not writing the tshuva. In the meanwhile, the Jews of Nicholsburg were wondering because the Chassam Sofer was known to answer immediately. And he's not answering. Finally, he gets a dream from the Maram Benet, from the Mordechai Benet. And he comes to him in a dream and he says, listen, that city, there was a girl buried in that city. That city had a girl, and that girl, I was engaged to be married to her when I was a bacher 50 years before. I was a bacher, I was engaged to be married to her. I broke the engagement. But because we were once engaged, she had a schus that I should be buried next to her for 3 months. So Mamela, and Hashem made it that I traveled to that city. I died in that city. They buried me there. So that could be, it give her a schus for 3 months, even though we weren't married. I should be buried next to her for 3 months. When you wrote the tshuva that they could move me, it was not the time yet. So the siman mishmaim was that you dropped the pen. But now, the time, it's 3 months, they can move me back to Nicholsburg. You can proceed to write your tshuva. And then the Chassam Sofer wrote the tshuva, and they moved him.
I'm going to tell my kids this story on Shabbat and scare them a little bit.
I don't know what's the greatest part of the story. The siyata d'shmaya of the Chassam Sofer, or the fact that Hashem looks over, even for that little girl, right? That girl, she got insulted, right? So Hashem had to turn over the world to make it that she should get paid back for what the amount of insult that she got. And Rav Mordechai Benet, who's the Gadol Dor, had to suffer this thing of being moved in the middle to pay back that tsar that he caused her, right? That little bit. But the Siyata D'shmaya, I read the story originally in a biography about the Chassam Sofer. It tells you about the godless of the Chassam Sofer. Every tshuva he wrote was mamish, like with the siyata d'shmaya that it was, you know. And then here he knew he wasn't the right time. It's not shaykh, unbelievable. So it's just all around, just an unbelievable story. All right, but then you see the koyach of what it means to not treat someone with the proper kavod. Shkoyach, Rabbi Sai.
Thank you.
Shkoyach, we'll see you tomorrow.